You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studio. Local, state, national, man, we got all the issues, I'm just telling you. And we're covering down solid, conservative, and like the dude just said, just plain right. Well, listen, you heard me opine for the last half hour about the idea of grassroots being something that can be truly effective. And I focused largely, I could have gone down political routes. I could have gone down the opportunity for, you know, people to get busy on an economic development issue for their area or the betterment of their society. But I focused my intent, my time, my effort in the last half hour on parents who are trying to make a difference in their kids' schools when they find out that cultural and ideological dogma is being brought into the classroom. It's just not right. It's not what schools were designed to do. Well, then, by the way, part of the catalyst for this was reading an article in AL.com just, I think it was last Thursday or Friday, and finding out that a friend of mine, Allison Sinclair, was quoted in the article quite heavily. She's a member of an organization called Local Alabama, and I want to bring her on now to just talk about Local, what they're doing, what their intent is, and some things they've got going on right now. So without further ado, let me just welcome a podcast host for 1819 News and a member of Local Alabama, Allison Sinclair. How you doing today?
Hey, Phil. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for making some time. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Listen, let's go ahead and just back up the folks a little bit and tell them what Local Alabama is and then what your purpose is.
So Local Alabama really started as after COVID hit, and we kind of got a sense of how important local, I would say, politics or community involvement is when our school board started having so much influence over, you know, whether you went back to in-person learning, whether you wore a mask, what the quarantining policies were. And then also after the 2020 election, it just kind of there was a lot of questioning, a lot of how do I get involved? We kind of took for granted that our legislators and our local leaders would lead us in the ways that we wanted after we elected them, and we were seeing our voices kind of got lost. So how do we get back in the fight? And the idea of Local is just that we tend to focus a lot on federal level. I think it's more glamorous. It's more what you hear on the news. But really, change starts locally. It starts in your own backyard.
Yeah.
And so our goal is just to educate parents about what's going on in their communities and to get them involved and to give them the information to be able to make a difference. And we still are heavily involved with a lot of school issues that continue to kind of crop up across Alabama. But we also have gotten into just different legislative races and really issues based there, maybe not candidate based, but just trying to inform people on how to make a difference in their communities.
Well, and I think that's so key. I mean, I named a few instances where I've seen what I would call like a viral grassroots moment, like the toll bridge issue down in Mobile a couple of years ago.
Right.
In Etowah County, where our studio is located, we had a real serious movement here with people that rejected the idea of a chicken processing rendering plant being put right next to schools and churches. And it created a whole movement called Advance Etowah. And then you guys have Local. And I know you also know and are familiar with the folks who are part of the Mountain Brook families that I talked about before you came on the air that got that CRT curriculum pulled out of their school system.
So we are loosely, I have friends that are in the Mountain Brook system, and we keep up with them and we partner with them and work. Actually, on our Alabama Unfiltered podcast tomorrow, we're having Tyler Thrasher, who's part of Mountain Brook families, to just talk about what they've started. It's like a local just for Mountain Brook, and they have done some amazing things since they started pulling out the curriculum, the second step ADL curriculum in Mountain Brook. And it's really all working together and joining to share information and really work together. And that's what we've done with Mountain Brook families, with Local as well.
Yeah, I guess too. It's real important here, Allison, for folks who are listening, because we got a big audience. There's a lot of folks need to hear somebody else like you say. You don't have to have like a degree in social justice or have some kind of a background in social organization. I mean, it's just normal folks who see an abnormal thing and they want to do something about it and they band together. Am I right?
That is so right. I will say that blessing or a curse, I've always kind of felt like I could change the world. I don't know why God gave me. I'm kind of mouthy and I'm kind of vocal. And so I feel like I maybe have always had this bent, but I really haven't been involved in really as heavily. I just was focused on raising my kids, and I have four, and being a wife and a mother. I have an engineering degree, so this is not my part of the world, but as things started to unfold, and I started realizing that just we've got to be more involved with our kids and what's happening around us. And I just kind of stepped out there and said, hey, I don't know if anybody's going to show up to this first local meeting. I don't know. It might be me and my husband, and that's it, but I'm going to try it. And I did, and it's grown into this whole movement. And we've had so much that's happened between, well, the AL.com article was talking about critical race theory and divisive concepts, and just some of the gender theory and the sexually explicit content that we found in our schools. And then also we were heavily involved with House Bill 123 and the amendment for the opt-in option. And just, it's amazing what just a few people can do,
yeah,
and really make a difference. So I hope this does encourage others listening to just step out, make some connections, just take the step, meet on your front porch, just communicate and educate others and be involved.
I'm getting so fired up just listening to you say all that, because that's, I mean, my producer Boomer sitting over here just smiling, because that's what we talk about all the time, right, Boomer? Let me ask you, Allison, you guys, in the article, by the way, on AL.com, came out on August 11th. It's titled, Alabama Political Group Gathering Evidence of Alleged Violations of School Gender Identity and CRT Rules. So basically, you guys at Local have put together a means by which people who see something can say, here's what I saw, here's where it was, I don't think it's right, and they can report it. And you guys are compiling all these into sort of a database for potential action, or at the very least, making people aware. Talk about that for a second.
Yeah, some of the article left out a big catalyst in that whole. We have a webpage on our website where you can go and you can report when you find things in your child's curriculum that you think are inappropriate, maybe divisive concepts, this comprehensive sexuality theory and education that's coming along, and it really. We've had that on our website from the beginning for months because of it was motivated out of something I found in my daughter's test. It's when COVID hit, and I was sitting next to her as she was taking an online test. And I looked down and I saw the question, and it just was so, it so had nothing to do with, it was a health test, and it was about drinking and driving and blood alcohol level. And all the tests, all the questions were really appropriate until it got to one, and it was talking about sexual sensitivity as increases or decreases as you drink alcohol. And all the questions were about basically sexual pleasure and how it enhances or how alcohol affects that. And I just, this is my 15-year-old daughter, and I'm like, what in the world? So I took a picture of it. And didn't really know what I was going to do with it. Well, then in our school system, we also, there was a transgender services flyer where you could, it sat outside the counselor's office, and any student could walk by in the counselor's office and grab a transgender services resource flyer.
Wow.
And it had just all the numbers you can call, how you could get hormone replacement therapy, how you could change your name and all these things. And I was just blown away, because to me that's a very deep personal conversation, and for a child to be able to just go grab a flyer and walk off, it was kind of like, okay, this is weird. I actually reached out to the Board of Education and talked to one of the board members, and he said that that flyer was supposed to be inside the counselor's office, not outside.
Oh,
and,
that makes it better.
That it was, I just asked for the answer, and that's what I got. So I don't know. I just took it, and he said it was supposed to be inside the counselor's office. I guess it's there if a child needs it, but things like that kept cropping up. Well, we really didn't do much with it until a few weeks ago. Wayne Reynolds, who's the vice president of the Alabama Board of Education,
right,
posted in a Facebook group. He said, anybody that has evidence of critical race theory or inappropriate content should submit it to the Board of Education, and we will handle it. And his assertion was that it was not in our schools. And so myself and a few other people just very respectfully posted some evidence. I posted the picture of my daughter's question, and other people kind of started chiming in, and he deleted all of our comments.
What?
And blocked us from, yes, from posting. And so that's when I said, you know what? I've heard from so many parents that they are timid and scared to go to their administrators and the board, and they were coming to us with these other examples. And so I just put out on Facebook, you know, that this happened, please submit. Because the Board of Education, or what I thought was Wayne Reynolds, was asking for examples.
Exactly.
So that he could handle them. And then as evidence started rolling in, he deleted it. Well, the next day, Steve Marshall put out a Facebook post that said, you know, critical race theory and these divisive concepts, we've banned them in Alabama, and my office will continue to fight. And so I just thought, you know, I hope nothing else comes in. Like, I really hope no one else submits anything to the website. But if these leaders, and Wayne Reynolds is the one that wrote the resolution that the Board of Education passed banning divisive concepts, you know, if they're really committed to banning this and they're going to follow through, then we'll just collect what we have and present it to them, and they can handle it from there.
So let me ask
but
you this.
Where...
Hey, Allison, let me ask you before I run out of time here, because we got about 30, 45 seconds left. So on the website, you guys are collecting stories. Have you been seeing them trickle in? I mean, are you seeing them flooding in? What are you seeing?
A trickle and a flood. It kind of comes, I think, as school is starting back. I'm starting to get more information.
Yeah.
And just more, and it's very subtle. It's in there. Technically, none of it is critical race theory, because critical race theory is taught at the college level. But that's how everybody knows it, and so I don't really know how to define it. But it's kind of those divisive concepts based on race, and then a lot of pronouns, kind of gender, what do you want your pronouns to be, and transgender, LGBTQ agenda. And I'm not against talking about those things. Those are absolutely a conversation that we need to be having with our kids, but it's a conversation that needs to be in the home.
In the home, right.
And I think our schools are at a disadvantage because families are falling apart and parents aren't doing, they aren't available. A lot of times there's just a single family and they aren't able to have these conversations. But like you said at the beginning, I'm not sure that's the role of the school. In fact, I would argue that's not the role of the school.
Well, Allison, listen, I hate it, but we are up against the hard break. I got to go ahead and get going to it. But tell folks where they can find out more about you, or for that matter, even find that form if they want to get involved with Local Alabama or send you information on what they've seen.
So you can go to localalabama.org and you can reach out to me through there. And we also have a public Facebook page, localalabama.org, that you can sign up and get updates from there as well.
That's awesome. Well, you're doing God's work. I sure appreciate it. And Allison, keep us posted. If you see something that you think we need to track down, our listening audience goes from Clanton all the way to the Tennessee line. I'm sure folks would love to know if something's in one of their school systems. So
Thanks for what
you're doing, and we'll stay in touch, all right?
All right. Thanks, Phil.
Okay, take care. Wow. Boomer, take us out, man. I ran long because that was so good. I mean, that's what has to happen. That's exactly what has to happen. If you see it, say something. Doing right ain't hard. Sometimes you may have to get some others to help you do the right. But folks, I'm just telling you, if we stay quiet, they keep doing. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.